Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the micronutrients in soil. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. So today we're talking about the micronutrients in soil. What are these micronutrients all about?
They're called micronutrients, Amy, because the plants don't really require a large quantity of these substances to complete their life cycle. However, if they don't have these substances, they're going to be stunted in growth or not grow at all. They're required to complete their life cycle. That's the definition of an essential element. There are eight of them. Let's get three out of the way real quick. Copper, chlorine, and nickel. Nickel is the newest one on the list. In fact, it was not added until 1983. Some of the old literature by the Extension Service didn't list it. Its date was 1979. But we have enough nickel, I think, in our soils to provide what we need for our plants. And same for copper and for chlorine. In some instances, some constrained circumstances, plant nutrition with copper and chlorine can become an issue, but not necessarily in Mississippi soils under Mississippi climatic conditions. So that's three out of the way. We've got a lot of them. Don't worry about them. Let's talk about the other five. Boron. We have a boron recommendation for cotton in Mississippi. Clovers and peanuts can also be a concern for boron. There's not a real widespread issue with it. We did generate boron deficiency in a sand culture for a teaching exercise that we did at the last December's row crop short course. We triggered this boron deficiency in cotton. It was the first time a lot of the cotton folks had ever really seen it happen. But it is something that we have to be cognizant that exists. Zinc can be an issue on corn grown outside the Delta and pecans. I'm not much of an authority on pecans. I'll just say that we know that. But, zinc outside the Delta can be an issue primarily in our dark black belt soils of the northeast part of the state. You can go to msucares.com, and we will be having additional information on zinc management in corn soon. Molybdenum, we know that we need molybdenum for soybeans on most low pH soils in the state of Mississippi. It's a standard recommendation to add a little bit of molybdenum to the seeds when we plant soybeans. Iron, once in a great while, we will have some iron issues show up in plant nutrition in Mississippi. Debated a long time about putting iron with those first three that we talked about, but decided to keep it on the concern list just because it can happen that we would have an iron deficiency or other iron issue in growing plants. Our most interesting of this group may be manganese, because pH controls the availability of all of these nutrients. Manganese in an acid soil can become so available it's toxic to growing plants. Go back up to molybdenum. It's opposite of the others when it comes to its relationship with pH. It is not available in low pH. All these others are more available. The manganese, it's rarely ever deficient, but it can be a problem in acid soils. Manganese nutrition of some of our more modern crops is currently an object of some discussion. We're not at a point yet, I think, to really talk about this as an issue. Some research has been published from some of our sister institutions in the Midwest that, quite frankly, contradicts itself. So it's one of those issues, manganese deficiency popping up in some of these modern crops is still, I think, an open subject. We don't make a recommendation on it at this current time. But, again, these micronutrients, they're not called micro because they're not important. They're called micro because there's not a lot of quantity used. They play important roles, many of them, in photosynthesis and energy transport, and we have quite a bit of them locked up in our soil. Again, bring up the critical role of pH. Therefore, the key to controlling micronutrients, for the most part in the state of Mississippi, is looking at your pH.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.